For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back in Jonesboro, it's 8, or rather 10 to 5. Jonesboro with the lead over Mountain Home. Lady Bombers go 7-52 without a field goal to start the ball game. Jonesboro with the ball to start the second quarter. Mitchell penetrates, dumps a baseline. Out top it comes to Dooley. Fires a three and hits a three. 13-5. It's Jonesboro leading with 7:44 left in this opening half. Pfeiffer out top, gives it up. Around the top of the key, Martin has it. Pfeiffer right side, Pfeiffer 0 of 2 from the field. Drives to the right block, leans in, missing from the block. And Jonesboro with the rebound. That's Williams underneath. Kiana Williams with her first rebound. Dooley into the paint for the Lady Hurricane. Hangs and hits. Timeout, Mountain Home. 15-5, Jonesboro with a double-digit lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
Back at Jonesboro, a 9-2 run by the Lady Hurricane. Mountain Home with the basketball coming out of the timeout. 7:04 left in this opening half. Walker directing traffic. Out top, Martin now with the left side, top of the key. Right side, this is Pfeiffer in the corner. Looks inside to Foreman, double teamed immediately. Oh, they had Martin open on the far side. They didn't see her. They get it to her now. She'll fire the three, won't go. And the backside rebound to Jonesboro. That's Shantice Williams with her second board. A 10-point Jonesboro lead with 6.5 left in this first half. Down the left side of the paint is Kiana Williams. She was cut off there. Brings it back out top to Dooley. Eaton with the ball poked away by Walker, picked back up by Eaton. Works between the circles, works off the pick, dribble drive to the right baseline, and a foul as Riley Walker is whistled for the foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number 3 against Mountain Home. Tabor back in, Foreman out for Mountain Home. Tabor playing with two fouls. There's Williams inside, a foul, and they're going to get Martin with a foul. They are. She and Eaton both going after the basketball. And they give the foul to Emma Martin. That's her first team foul, number 4. Jonesboro with it. Shantice Williams outside. Eaton works off the pick, the three. Oh, she drains it. She is impressive. 18-5. It is now a 12-2 Jonesboro run. Another timeout, Mountain Home. 5:53 left in this first half. Jonesboro leads it 18-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, the Lady Bombers have used two timeouts here at about 2 minutes, trying to slow this run by Jonesboro. It's a 12-2 run now. Matanoma could not get anything going offensively. Left side top of the key is Husky. Backs up, fires the three, and won't go. And Jonesboro the rebound. Matanoma just one offensive rebound so far this afternoon. Mitchell quickly ahead. Free throw line jumper. It's no good, but the rebound underneath by Hardaway. Spins, misses in the paint, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Matanoma will have it. 5:20 left in this opening half. 18-5. Jonesboro. Pfeiffer comes to get it now. She'll run the point this trip down the floor. To the baseline. Walker back to Pfeiffer. The three. Good! Pfeiffer's first points of the afternoon. 18-8. 4:56 left. First half action. Buddy Hurricane on the offensive end. Hardaway out top. Mitchell gets it. Looks back at Coach Christenberry to see what she wants to call. And Mitchell holds the dribble right now between the circles. Left side goes to Dooley. Dooley on the left elbow. Eaton trying to post up down low. And you got Riley Walker guarding her. Out top with it is Kiana Williams. Cross-court pass, Dooley. To the free throw line, tries to go behind her back, lost it. Brings it back to Kiana Williams on the left elbow. Mitchell between the circles now with 4:06 left in this opening half. A 10-point Jonesboro lead. In the corner right side, now while Topa comes to Dooley. Husky doing a good job of her defensively. Into the paint, Hardaway. Drive, she's fouled by Tabor, and that's her third. Ah, check it, they give it to Husky instead. They give the foul to Husky. That's her first, the team's fifth. Kiana Hardaway will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple here for Jonesboro. First one is missed. Kyra Penn will check in for Matanoma, the 6'2 junior. Husky is out, Tabor comes out. And Foreman checks back in. 3:52 left first half. Jonesboro by 10. Another free throw for Hardaway. And this one is missed. And Penn, the rebound underneath. And a foul in the backcourt against Jonesboro. This is on Hardaway. That's her second. The team's third. Ja'Kayla Stewart, a senior, will check in now for the Lady Hurricane. .349 left in this first half. Jonesboro by 10. 18-8. Right side, Martin for Matanoma. Penetrates to the free throw line. Nothing there. Finds Walker. I tell you, Mitchell doing such a great job on Pfeiffer right now. She's got her in this man-to-man defense. Great pick by Penn. Pfeiffer to the baseline. Kicks it back to Foreman. Now Penn with it once again. We'll bring it back to the left side. Walker, left side, top of the key. Takes it down the left side of the paint. The ball poked loose. She comes up with it, and a jump ball called, and Mountain Home keeps the possession with the alternating possession arrow. Walker will inbound left baseline under their baskets. Comes into Pfeiffer. Quick release on the three and hits it. That is impossible to defend. The way she catches and releases so quickly. Her second three of the day. 7-point game, 18-11. On the left elbow, Kiana Williams. Cross court, it comes to Stewart. To the right baseline. Shot blocked and a foul called against Foreman. Made the body contact. Foreman's going to pick up her first. Team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. At the free throw line, Ja'Kayla Stewart. First one is good. 19-11, Jonesboro. 2:51 left in this opening half. Stewart, one more free throw. And it's good. She hits them both. Pushes the lead to 9, 20-11. Lady Bombers, anything set up on the offensive end. Right now, all five players outside the three-point line. Walker now directing some traffic, resetting things. Martin on the right elbow for Mountain Home. They set a pick for her. She's open, 16-footer, rattles around and won't go. And Kiana Williams, the rebound underneath now for Jonesboro. Lady Hurricane by 9. Eaton, stop and go move to the free throw line, down the paint. Ball taken away by Riley Walker. Walker just reaches in and takes it away from Eaton. Pfeiffer at the other end, top of the key, swings it to Walker. Top of the key, pin with it now for Mountain Home. Pfeiffer on the left elbow. Pick and roll by Penn. Walks with the basketball after she got the pass. Perfect execution. And Penn kind of got in between whether she wanted to dribble or just pull up and take the jumper. And she gets called for step. She comes out. Husky checks in. 1:50 left in the opening half. Jonesboro leads it 20-11. Stewart out top now for the Lady Hurricane. Williams into the corner to Mitchell now, right side. 1:34 left, first half. Mitchell has 8 of her team's 20 points. Here's Stewart, a 3, banks it in. Wow. And the lead is 12, 23-11. Mountain Home got within 18-11. Now 5 straight by the Lady Hurricane. 69 seconds left in this first half. Backdoor cut. Pfeiffer scores and a foul. Great pass out top. The assist goes to Walker. The foul charged to Chantice Williams. That's her first. Team foul number 4 against Jonesboro. Pfeiffer at the line trying to complete the 3-point play. 8 points on the afternoon. Free throw is good. 23-14, Jonesboro. In the corner, left side, Mitchell. Williams in the paint to Stewart. Lost it out of bounds. 5 turnovers by Jonesboro. So 50 seconds left in the first half. And Lady Bombers are down by 9. They may hold. We'll see if they want to hold it for the final shot here. On the last 50-plus seconds off the clock. Try to regroup at halftime. Out top with the dribble is Walker. Back to the left side. Ball knocked away. Out of bounds. Off Jonesboro. Mountain Home keeps it. 25 seconds left in this first half. Jonesboro still in the man-to-man defensively. 18 seconds on the clock. High post, it goes to Foreman. Foreman finds Pfeiffer, top of the key, down low to Foreman, in the paint, shot no. Rebound Jonesboro, Williams with it. 3 on the clock, into the front court, Mitchell lost the basketball, taken away by Foreman, and the half will come to an end. Jonesboro leads it by 9. It's halftime. 23-14, Jonesboro on top. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the Classic Hits 101.7 newsroom. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a few minutes. Right now, we have to have a severe weather update courtesy of the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty. Enjoy the Ozarks.com. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Baxter County, southern Marion County, southwestern Fulton County, Izard County, Searcy County, and northern Stone County in north central Arkansas until 3 this afternoon. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Crawford to near Maumee to near Duff to near Eula, moving east at 65 miles per hour. Main hazard with this activity is 60 mile per hour wind gusts. And with this, we can expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Mountain View, Melbourne, Marshall, Yellville, Horseshoe Bend, Calico Rock, Oxford, Norfolk, Salesville, Pineville, Briarcliff, Franklin, Bexar, Duff, Lone Star, Heron, Maumee, Byron, Kartney, and Bohannon. In addition, a tornado watch is in effect for Izzard, Searcy, and Stone counties until 6 this evening, and a flood watch is in effect for the entire Twin Lakes area until midnight. Looking at the Ozarks, the Classic Hits 101.7 color weather radar, courtesy of the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. Right now, we are seeing a line of thunderstorm activity. It doesn't look as strong as it did earlier, but it's still considerably strong. You want to use caution as it is continuing to move toward the east-northeast at a fairly quick pace. Right now, it looks like it's stretching from about Yellville to areas over around the St. Joe as it continues to move. It looks like it could be moving towards areas between Mountain Home and Mountain View within the next few minutes. So if you're in the path of the storm activity, make sure you're using plenty of caution. But do remain calm at all times. Again, severe thunderstorm warning now in effect for southern Baxter, southern Marion, southwestern Fulton, Izzard, Searcy, and northern Stone counties until 3 this afternoon. Keep it tuned to 2 Classic Hits 101.7 as we continue to watch the Twin Lakes weather. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.